Sarah Smith, and this is my sixth grade band at TCAS Montessori.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Mrs. Smith's class. I love that recording of Mrs. Smith's Montessori band playing our theme. Would your class like to be featured on our show? Find the sheet, music, everything you need to know, instructions, all of it, at kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, kids commuters. Welcome to the last day of Gulliver Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Let's jump in right now and answer our Quizlet. Our author of the week, Jonathan Swift, wrote Gulliver's Travels, and he invented a word in the year 1726. This word is still used today, only now it has four meanings. What's that word invented by Jonathan Swift? The word is Yahoo, or Yahoo. Yes, Yahoo was invented by Jonathan Swift, and it came specifically from a very important chapter in Gulliver's Travels. Gulliver comes upon an island of talking horses, and they're called the Houyhnhnms, or the Houyhnhnms. It's hard to pronounce. They're talking horses. It's basically like Houyhnhnm. It's supposed to sound like a horse in the word. My horse impression? Not the best. Anyway, the Houyhnhnms on this island are incredibly brilliant horses. They're intelligent, sophisticated, and they are the bosses of the island. There are humanish people on the island who are the servants of the island, and they are called the Yahoos. And they are specifically humanoid. They look like human beings, but they're also really, well, all of the things that Jonathan Swift said Yahoo meant. Gulliver does not have a high opinion of the Yahoos at all, and neither do the Houyhnhnms. Or Houyhnhnms. Houyhnhnms! Those guys. See if you can tell by the music which violin is portraying the horses and which one is the Yahoos. And there you have it, the Houyhnhnms, sort of, and the Yahoos, the very smart talking horses and the not-so-smart, sort of, humans from Gulliver's Travels. I hope you enjoyed that music. By the way, Gulliver does get a job as a Yahoo on this island, but they decide he's too smart to be a Yahoo, so the Houyhnhnms kick him off. Then he goes home, and he decides everyone else is a Yahoo, so he basically stays inside and remains grumpy forever. Is that a happy ending? I don't know, but that's how Gulliver's Travels ends. Spoiler alert for a 300-year-old book. Okay, that does it for Gulliver Week on IPR's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm producer Tony Barrow.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. We'll see you next week.
Yahoo!